I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This European native wildflower is in the snapdragon family, but you'd never know it from its shape and size. This plant has a flower spike that reaches 8 feet tall. It was used medicinally to treat respiratory problems, as a poultice for bruises, and as a yellow dye plant. Plant breeders have created newer, showier hybrids and call it by its botanical name, verbascum. We also know it as mullein. We often see mullein blooming in open woodlands and eroded hillsides. Mullein likes a well-drained soil and full sun. With too much fertility, the flower stalks get floppy. The flowers slowly open up the stalk throughout the summer. The leaves are silvery, large, and hairy, were once used to make torches. Newer hybrid verbascums have different flower colors and multiple flower stalks on dwarf plants that are short-lived perennials. 16 Candles has golden-colored flowers on a 3-foot-tall flower stalk. Sugar Plum grows only 15 inches tall with violet-colored flowers. Jackie grows 18 inches tall with apricot-colored flowers. The Southern Charm series features 2-foot-tall plants in a variety of colors. While most verbascum are biennials blooming the second year after planting, Southern Charm blooms the first year when grown from seed. Tall selections of verbascum look great tucked in the back of a flower border to surprise you with their bloom stalks. Verbascum has a woody flower stalk, so doesn't need much support. Mix shorter varieties with other perennials, such as Rudbeckia and reblooming daylilies. Verbascum is hardy to zone 5 and likes a neutral pH. Some verbascum will self-sow, making it easy to have flowering plants each year. Cut the plant back in fall and protect the roots with mulch if you live in a cold area. Enough of this week's tip. When harvesting basil for pesto making and cooking, cut individual stems to just above a lower set of leaves. This will encourage the plant to send up new stems with larger leaves. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Joe Pieweed. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.